Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Robbie Voorhaus is an internationally recognized management consultant, story evangelist, and life coach focusing on transformational leadership, corporate and crisis communications, legacy PR, social and new media, reputation management, and media relations strategy. He's the principal of Voorhaus Communications Incorporated, a PR media corporate and crisis communications consultancy that he founded in 1989, providing senior and executive level analysis, counsel, strategy, brand integrity, and operational support in the area of corporate communications, public relations, crisis and reputation management, public policy, and other initiatives. Robbie, welcome back to Edgewise.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. We're still pretty much on the early part of the year, and I thought it would be a neat thing to talk to you about the symbolic side of starting the new year, of fresh perspectives, of new beginnings, of letting go of the old. And in particular, you had three very recent blog posts on Voorhaus.com: Watchmaking versus Timekeeping, Burn Your Regrets, and Don't Wear Underwear, Sleep Upside Down.
That's right. Change your perspective.
Okay, well, choose one and let's see where we go here.
The most response that I got was about watchmaking versus timekeeping. Mm-hmm. Imagine that you have the incredible ability to tell the exact time at any moment. People start to call you, they discover you, they pay you, the country of Germany calls you and they say, you can tell the exact time, we'll give you $10,000 every time you do it. And all of a sudden, countries are calling you, military's calling you, everybody's calling you. You're beginning to make a fortune, but you're running out of time. You go to sleep, you're not making money. You go on vacation, you're not making money. And all of a sudden you realize that you're a victim of your success.
Right.
What happens then if all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I can make a watch that does exactly what I can do. And instead of me telling the time, this watch can tell the exact time. So you hire a team, you raise money, you build a watch company. Your first line of watches is an incredible success. Your next line of watches is a terrible failure, but you still have money, you keep going. And all of a sudden now, instead of being a timekeeper, where you're only making a certain amount of money, mm-hmm. you now are building a brand, employing people, following your heart, changing the world, and you're making money while you sleep. And that's what this is about.
Right. Now, why do you think you got such a strong response from that?
Well, I think it was the same discovery that I made. I always wanted to be a journalist. So I got a job at a newspaper, and then I got a job at a radio station. And then I went to work for CBS News.
Uh-huh.
I kept moving up the ladder, and I kept making more money. But all of a sudden, I realized I had a top to the amount of money I could make. I was making money for somebody else. I was getting paid fairly. But I was the timekeeper. I wasn't building anything. The opportunities were limited. And when all of a sudden I discovered that instead of writing articles or producing TV pieces as I was and getting paid, but then when it was over, I had to do it again.
Right.
I made the decision, well, I'm going to write a book. I got the idea for One Less, One More, which is a book that I'm about to finish. It's about following your heart, telling your story, and then changing the world. And the way to do that is do one less negative thing every day. Find one thing that doesn't feel good, and then find one thing that feels fantastic, and then do that every day. And now you're on the path to following your heart. So what's happened? We have One Less, One More calendars, One Less, One More card decks, One Less, One More can be in different languages. Now I'm a watchmaker versus being a timekeeper.
Okay, now reading your blogs and talking to you, I'm struck by the power of symbolism as a utility to story.
Right.
The watchmaking and the timekeeping.
Right.
Don't wear your underwear, sleep upside down. On one hand, those are symbolic acts, but they also put you in a different frame of
mind. That's
right.
It changes your perspective. Every day we walk down the street and we make a left when we're supposed to make a left. We eat at the same restaurants because it's comfortable. We have the same meetings. There are patterns. For example, my wife, Candace, is a feng shui practitioner. She got her master's in feng shui and is now helping people to accomplish their dreams by changing their patterns. We get into these patterns, then the same things happen again and again. So if you choose not to wear underwear one day, you're getting a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're recognizing your brain cells are fired.
Different nerve endings are getting involved.
Everything. people see you in a different way. So if you sleep upside down, if you don't wear underwear, if you decide to go left instead of going right, if you never say anything nice to anybody, and all of a sudden you say, this doesn't feel right, but I'm going to just try to be nice today. You're changing your perspective. And then when you see how people react to you being nice, or the inspiration that may come to you, remember, inspiration is the word in spirit. Enlightenment, in light. You talk about symbolism. But the amazing thing is, if I'm looking at someone, if I'm looking at a telephone, if I'm looking at a mountain, by the time that the light rays reach my eyes and I'm able to translate that into electrical energy in my brain, that mountain, that telephone is not there anymore. It's moved. Now, it's imperceptible because we don't have the ability, but scientifically, it's moved. When we realize that and we change our perspective, everything changes.
Very interesting. All right, let's talk a little bit about this idea of burning your regrets. I'm reminded of, I don't know if it was the Vikings or early explorers, but these voyagers would arrive at a destination, and the very first thing the commanders would have them do would be to burn the ships. There's no going back.
Wow. That's
this profound. Is how committed we are.
Right.
Talk about burning your regrets.
Burning your regrets is essentially committing to your future now.
Right.
For example, my mother's Dutch. She came to this country when she was a teenager, and I was raised in a home where Dutch was spoken. I rebelled against that, never learned Dutch, and now over the course of the last 25 years, I've worked with the Dutch government, Dutch businesses, I've been to a Dutch state dinner, and I regret so much that I didn't learn Dutch. That regret, all it does is hold me in a feeling of lack, make me feel bad. It doesn't help
me. You think burn that, get that out of the way.
Get rid of it, let it go. And if Dutch is really important, start learning it today.
Sure.
And one of the things that we do in our house is on New Year's Eve, we write down privately all of our regrets. We put them in a cardboard box. We say, here are our regrets. We put them in the fire, we burn them, and then they're gone.
Yep.
In the course of the next year, if you have more regrets. But if you don't keep remembering regrets from your childhood, people that you've hurt, people that you've harmed, and you really focus on burning your regrets, you'll have so much more inspiration and power in the now and in moving forward.
That's interesting. You're speaking of storytelling and burning your regrets. And there's the powerful, simple story of Dickens' Christmas Carol. You have the old Ebenezer,
right,
doesn't want to contribute to the social good, makes life a living hell for his employees. And then you have the new Ebenezer. It's interesting because I think one of the unspoken things about the new Ebenezer is he spends next to no time at all dwelling on what a bad person he used to be.
Right.
He spends most of his time on, wow, here's a chance for a whole new life. Right. He sheds that baggage and in essence becomes a brand new person.
And how do you feel about that story?
I think I have a whole new appreciation for it where I am in my life right now. When I was a kid, it was a ghost story. But now I have a different perspective on that. And it just touched a nerve with what you were saying about moving on,
right,
letting go.
You know, I work with companies all over the world. And one of the benefits of my job is sitting down with the leaders, the different people in the companies, and hearing their story. And they'll say, how can we differentiate ourselves over our competitors? And I'll say, it's your journey. You may still be a computer company. You still may be a radio broadcast company. You may still make shoes. But what's your journey? And that's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Every story is really a journey where there's a battle between truth and illusion. And somebody once said, there's only two stories in the whole world. One is a stranger comes to town. And the other is I've been on a long journey.
Hmm.
It really doesn't matter if it's Winnie the Pooh, Star Wars, or this brilliant new movie now, I don't know if you've seen it, The King's Speech, but it's always a journey where the hero, and the hero is always who we identify with, has to struggle with what's truth and what's illusion.
Robbie, do you have any concluding thoughts before we wrap up the program? Anything you want to leave our listeners with?
We do a storytelling boot camp, and it just amazes us. Once people understand that every story is about a journey, that every story has an emotional component to it about truth, that it's about the audience and then knowing whether or not it resonates, they get so caught up in that. And that's what I just would love to be able to express to your listeners. Follow your heart. Understand that it's okay to tell your story, and then you can change the world.
We've been speaking to Robbie Voorhaus, internationally recognized management consultant, life coach, and master storyteller. Please check out his website and his blog, voorhaus.com. Robbie, thanks for being with us on Edgewise.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Join the American Management Association group on LinkedIn to share insights with hundreds of your management peers and to discuss practices in the areas of organizational management and leadership. To find us, simply search for the group American Management Association from your LinkedIn account. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.